We want to welcome to the program Dr. Georgiana Donatio, an award-winning behavioral health specialist and author of Changing Behavior, specializing in doctor-patient. Nice to have you with us, Doctor.
It's my pleasure.
The question is for today, do people trust TV doctors more than their own? We chuckle, but we're afraid of what the answer is going to be here.
Oh, well, I would have to say that really depends on the individual, their doctor, and the kind of relationship they have. There are many people who have excellent relationships with their doctor, and there are many more who don't have a relationship at all with their doctor. And when you don't have a relationship with someone as critical as your primary care doctor, you're going to look for that kind of relationship somewhere else. And very intelligently, celebrity docs know how and what to offer their audience, which is basically a sense that they're talking directly to them, that they're talking on a level playing field, and that they have the kind of information that can help the individual who's watching.
You know, what's interesting is I wonder if sometimes we don't self-diagnose, not because of the doctor shows per se, but all the prescriptions that are advertised, and we think maybe, well, that's me. Do you see a lot of that in your research?
Well, here's the thing. Most of us want to be in control. One of the biggest factors in why people go to a doctor is that they feel out of control. They're either in pain or they are afraid. So why do people self-diagnose? Why are people using the internet and talking to friends and watching television to get medical advice? It's because we really want to retain control. And when we go into the medical environment, let's face it, most of the time, we really feel out of control.
Very interesting. Why the disconnect between patients and doctors? Are there doctors?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with medical education. And in the book, Changing Behavior, we document 35 years of research that we've been doing about doctor-patient relationship and doctor-patient communication. One of the things that happens in medical training is that you're taught to disconnect. Well, formerly, it's changing today, but formerly doctors were taught not to get too close to their patients, you know, to disconnect from the potential of being too emotionally involved. And so that sets up a kind of authority, one-up, one-down situation. And it's unhealthy because, in fact, we as individuals, whether it's our income tax, whether it's our car repair, or whether it's with our doctors, we want to participate. We want to be part of the problem solving. And that isn't what goes on in the practice of medicine today.
I'm kind of curious, though. The fact is that there are people out there who will watch these celebrity doctors, these medical shows, and immediately go, you know, that's me. I need to do something about that. Or they'll self-diagnose using that. But since people are going to be watching these things, what is the best way to use whatever advice we may glean from these shows? How do we take that?
Well, great question. There was a study that came out about television as health educator, and they were talking about Grey's Anatomy in particular. There's a lot of good that can come out of media health care. We can learn a lot. We can understand concepts of disease prevention and wellness and how to take care of ourselves. So we don't want to discount the wonderful information that's being disseminated through radio and television and media. However, the balance to that is up to the individual. Many people are just unrealistic in their expectations of television or radio healthcare information. If we're looking for something that's going to magically help us lose 50 pounds, you know, in a month, we're going to look for that and we're going to find it wherever we may perceive it. Some of it has to do with the individual, you know, with our own need and our own perception of that information.
All right. We're talking about behavioral, we're talking about changing behavior, and that is the topic here with Dr. Georgiana Donatio. And, Doctor, where do we find out more about your book, where we can pick that up, and maybe other tips you might have for us?
Certainly. Well, you can get it for free on Amazon if you're a Prime member. You can download a free component of the book at changingbehavior.org. And there's more information that can be also gotten on that website. It's very important for people to understand that when we're looking at information in the media, it is designed to provide us with a guide. It's not designed as authority. Go to your doctor, speak to your doctor or your nurse practitioner, and share that information.
Great information for us today. Thank you very much for taking time with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.